Most experts were predicting a New Zealand versus Australia Rugby League World Cup final, but after an incredible run of results, that will not happen. Last weekend, New Zealand lost to Tonga, a result which meant Australia and New Zealand were put into the same side of the draw and on track to meet in this Friday semi-final. But Fiji stood in New Zealand's way in Wellington on Saturday, and in a match which didn't produce a try, Fiji downed the Kiwis 4-2. After the match, an emotional Jared Haynes spoke about the win on Channel 7's coverage and said he believes the tiny nation can upset Australia in Brisbane on Friday.
It's the biggest test next week. It's as simple as that. And we've been preparing well, and we know we've got a big week ahead of us, and we'll prepare well like we did this week. And, you know, our strength comes from God and nothing else.
England and Tonga won their respective quarterfinals against Papua New Guinea and Lebanon to line up a last four meeting on Saturday in Auckland. Australia's women's team, the Gillaroos, thrashed England 38-0 on Sunday, but that match was overshadowed by an on-field allegation of biting against Gillaroos centre Isabel Kelly. The matter will be reviewed by the Match Review Committee on Monday, with a hearing expected to take place on Monday afternoon. Australia's Rugby Union Spring Tour took a turn for the worse against England at Twickenham in London in the early hours of Sunday morning. England racked up a record win against the Wallabies 30-6. Australia, though, had two players sin-binned and two tries ruled out by the TMO. Those decisions riled Australia coach Michael Checker, who was angered when asked about his furious reactions appearing on the television coverage during the match.
I'm trying to have an interview without getting stuck into that, and you want to try to keep making it? No, you are, so don't say you're not. Have the respect for me to say I am doing that at least, and I'm trying to fight it off. Maybe I could have said something, but if that's the new thing, well, yeah, maybe I did swear. I don't know, right? It happens sometimes in life. I'm sure you have as well, have you? No. Maybe the TV camera wasn't on you at the time.
Australia plays England in Edinburgh next weekend. In the English Premier League this weekend, the biggest fixture saw Arsenal down bitter North London rivals Tottenham 2-0. Here's how SBS viewers heard the second goal scored by Chilean international Alexis Sanchez.
Lacazette! Sanchez! 2! Alexis Sanchez bursts into life for Arsenal! And there's clear blue North London sky between the Gunners and the Raiders from over the garden hedge.
Although goalscorers Sanchez and Skodran Mustafi grabbed the headlines, after the match, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger told SBS viewers it was his defence that pleased him by keeping Tottenham scoreless.
They couldn't score. We threw our bodies in any shot. We're good on crosses because Tottenham is a team who crosses a lot the ball. And that was very important in the outcome of the game.
League leaders Manchester City remains the team to beat after the Sky Blues won at Leicester City 2-0. There were also wins for Chelsea, Manchester United and Liverpool. In local action, Sydney FC has returned to the top of the A-League after Brazilian marquee Bobo set up the first goal for Milos Ninkovic against the Newcastle Jets. Bobo then added a goal of his own before the Jets scored a consolation. In the W-League, Perth Glory is at the top of the ladder after posting a 3-1 win against Melbourne Victory. Brisbane Roar is in second, also on 9 points after four rounds, courtesy of a 1-0 win against Adelaide. While plenty of attention for cricket lovers will turn towards Brisbane on Thursday for the start of the men's Ashes, an Australian collapse has halted hopes of a 2020 series clean sweep in the women's Ashes. The hosts were on track in Canberra on Sunday before crumbling, losing 4 wickets for 7 runs. Despite the 40-run defeat, Australia has already retained the urn. England can, though, square the multi-format series 8 points all with a win in Tuesday's last 2020 match.